Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Get ready to dig deeper in your wallet to ride the train, bus, or trolley. SEPTA is raising fares for most riders as it awaits more state transit funding. We get the story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Right now, SEPTA riders using their SEPTA Key travel wallet or contactless payment pay only $2 a ride, a break from the $2.50 cash fare.
That is no longer going to be the case. Now it will be $2.50 for everybody on Metro, regardless of their payment.
SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says effective December 1st, the cost of most regional rail trips will increase by about a dollar a ride. She says it's because SEPTA received less than a quarter of the $161 million it requested in new state funding this year.
We will not be able, again, to avoid some more fare increases as well as service cuts if we don't see more money coming out of Harrisburg.
SEPTA is facing a $222 million deficit. Governor Shapiro and legislative leaders provided SEPTA about $50 million in one-time funds in this year's budget with a plan to meet in the fall to negotiate transit funding. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly police are investigating a deadly shooting that happened in Old City late last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from 2nd and Chestnut.
This is a busy spot with several bars and restaurants, and most of them were open last night when a man was killed here. It was about 11:30 at 2nd and Chestnut when police say a 33-year-old man approached the driver's side of a car. And Chief Inspector Scott Small describes what was seen next on surveillance video from some of the businesses here.
And when the door of that vehicle opened, that's when our victim collapsed.
Small says someone in the car fired shots at the guy and hit him several times in the neck, chest, and torso. 911 calls went out and the cops arrived and rushed the victim to the hospital where he died. Police say they recovered a gun from the scene, but they're not sure if it was the gun that was used or if it belonged to the victim or someone else. Now, this is early in the investigation and police aren't sure of a motive. No one has been arrested. In Old City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council returns from its summer recess today, and it's likely to be a fiery session. People on both sides are expected to speak up about the proposed Sixers arena on Market Street. But a bill on the arena is still weeks away from being introduced. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Council passed most of the legislation it had worked on the first half of the year before recessing, so the calendar for today is thin, but members will be introducing new measures for consideration this fall. Council members Rue Landau and Isaiah Thomas are sponsoring a resolution to hold hearings on bicycle and pedestrian safety, and Thomas will call for hearings on preparedness for the 2026 demi-quincentennial celebration. Councilman Nick O'Rourke is proposing hearings on improving conditions in Philadelphia's prisons after federal court recently found the city in contempt and ordered it to hire more staff and expand health care and other services for inmates. But most of the session will likely be taken up with public comment. Arena opponents and supporters both are expected to attend, as well as advocates for leaving a natural area of FDR Park in South Philly untouched instead of using the land for community soccer fields. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A former Philadelphia charter school teacher has been arrested, accused of sending nude photos to a teenage girl. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
According to the criminal complaint, authorities say Michael O'Brien sent the teen naked pictures of himself and asked for some in return. It goes on to say the defendant engaged in sexual intercourse with said minor over various dates in 2024 and that he told her to delete all their texts. The 48-year-old was an eighth-grade math teacher at Christopher Columbus Charter School. In his statement, officials say O'Brien was immediately fired after they were notified of his arrest. He had been there about 3 years. They say all teachers, including O'Brien, are required to pass strict protocols, which includes criminal background checks by the state police, FBI, and the Department of Human Services. They added that they are deeply troubled and offered thoughts and prayers to the teen and said they'll be providing counseling for all students, staff, and faculty. O'Brien, who's been charged with unlawful contact with a minor, corruption of a minor, and related offenses, has a preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Ragupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.